frog nest.
I went through the whole thing. I mean, I had 4,792 friends and all that kind of thing. And it got to the point of where it was such a pain in the ass and that I didn't enjoy it more than I did enjoy it. So I just canceled the whole thing out, you know. And then later I figured out maybe I'll need it for marketing and for advertising because Facebook is good at that. So I started that up again, and now I have 291 whole friends. Yeah. And that's it. But that's what it's come to, I think, is the fact that it makes sense now that we do know right off the bat exactly how many friends you have due to the fact that you don't have to have ever met any friends and all your friends are counted and totaled on Facebook. Before it was like, well, you know, I don't have many friends or God, that guy, he knows everybody. And it's come down to this. Well, I have 29 friends. I don't have many friends or that guy has 4,329 friends. He knows everybody. I mean, now you know exactly how many friends you have. It's an amazing world now. And this Facebook thing truly is amazing. And I can't tell you this, though. There is one caveat about the friends thing, going back to that very quickly. You can only have more than 5,000 friends in this world. They limit you. They only allow you to have 5,000 friends. Maybe that's like kind of living in China. You can only do, you're limited to everything. But Facebook, and don't forget this, is great at introducing you to people. They're incredibly well connected. Facebook literally knows everyone. They know billions of people. Talk about connected. But really, here it is. The best thing about Facebook, and I know we all agree on this, it's catching up with people that you want to apologize to for your shitty behavior to them in the past that you still feel rotten about decades later. Okay, sometimes it's catching up with people just to catch up with people that you didn't fuck up with. All right. And really, it's therapeutic for guys like me because you can get some major stuff off your chest. In the old world, you'd have to live with it for years and years and years and possibly until the end of your life. But that's really the best thing about Facebook is catching up with all the old friends that you want to catch up with. You know, and another thing, once you catch up with all these old friends, hundreds of old friends, you realize why you haven't been in touch with them for so many years and why you've forgotten them, basically. Honestly, I really like this new world. I really do. There's a few things I don't like about it, but whatever. I just think it's incredibly cool that I could shake my cell phone twice and the flashlight turns on. I think it's incredibly cool that your phone, your cellular phone, which is pretty cool, has a flashlight in itself. Then you shake it twice more and it goes off. Things like that. We don't have to drop our photos off at drugstores anymore. I love that. And this AI thing, it's way beyond my comprehension. You could type in, tell me more about sofa cushion zippers, and within 30 seconds, you have intel on what zipper to buy for your IKEA couch that you bought 13 years ago. Incredible. But overall, the greatest thing about today in this world, the greatest thing about today in this world is you can find out the name of that song in your head by typing in a few words from it. That earworm that's been in your ear for 4 days before, you had to live with that. Now you just type in a couple of words from the song and in an instant, you have the song figured out and the name of the people that sing it.
We passed upon the stairs, spoken walls and well.
You know, you can type in something like, I thought you died a long, long time ago. Because you know you love the song, but you just can't remember who sang it or the name of it. And up pops The Man Who Sold the World.
I spoke into his eyes, I thought you died alone, a long, long time ago.
That's it, from Nirvana.
Oh no, not me, we never lost control.
Oh no, that's not it. Bowie wrote that song, it wasn't Nirvana, man. But that's okay, because you scroll down and then you see the man, David Bowie, who wrote The Man Who Sold the World.
We passed up on the stairs,
wasn't when, although I wasn't there.
Instant relief and happiness.
He said I was his friend.
Really, it is a shame that Nirvana pops up first and not David Bowie, the guy that wrote it and did it first. But maybe David Bowie's people aren't paying their SEO group enough. And bless their souls, both of these cats. Kurt Cobain, we know his story. And David Bowie died of cancer a couple of years ago. But David Bowie is so incredibly way, way up there. What a performer. Kurt Cobain is too. Don't get me wrong, but he's no David Bowie. Because he wasn't around long enough. He won't have a chance to prove it. I wonder if Kurt Cobain would have disappeared. I think he would have disappeared. David Bowie did not disappear. He came out of the womb singing, writing, performing, acting. Wow. All right, now where was I? Oh, the other great thing about this whole internet thing is rabbit holes. See, I just proved that. Rabbit holes. But I don't need the internet for that. My head, I'm just telling you right now, has always been a one big rabbit hole. And the other thing is this, is that we don't get lost anymore. GPS. We don't have to stop at some convenience store in a shitty neighborhood to ask someone how to get to the Outback Steakhouse. You know, and then you get crappy directions and you still get lost again. And then you have to find another convenience store and stop there and do it all over again. Wow. Getting directions. And those poor people that were held responsible at the convenience stores for giving directions. I mean, it's not their fault. I mean, but we always stop there or gas stations, you know, but now they're the same thing, as you know. But listen, if you're from the old school, don't take GPS for granted. It is an incredible new revolutionary technological advancement. Now, if you're from the new school, go ahead and take it for granted because that's all you know. And that's just the way it is. You should take it for granted. All right. So those two things, bar none, you know, you can find out the name of that earworm in your head and GPS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for your daily rock cleansing. Let the lyrics wash you of your daily troubles and spam and daily harassing emails, of your periods of internet being down and other assorted irritations, ailments, and worries. Our reading today is presented by me, and I have selected a magnificent and touching couple of verses from the famed and acclaimed authors and poets, R.E.M. As always, please observe silence and allow me to read to you. And today's reading is entitled Drive. Snap, crack, bush to whack. Tie another one to your racks, baby. Hey kids, rock and roll. Nobody tells you where to go, baby. What if I ride? What if you walk? What if you rock around the clock? Tick tock, tick tock. Hey kids, shake a leg. Maybe you're crazy in the head, baby. And that concludes today's Poetry Corner. Please join us again, won't you?
Nobody tells you where to go, baby. What if I ride? What if you walk? What if you rock around the clock? Tick tock, tick tock. What if you did? What if you walk? What if you try to get off? Are you? No Nobody tells you what to do, baby. Hey, hey, kid, shake a leg. Maybe you're crazy in the head.